Hello, writers. Welcome back to the Whooping Writer Podcast. And I am so excited to have you back on the show. Thank you for allowing me to speak into your lives and to allow me to be a part of all of your journeys. It's such an amazing, it just warms my heart for me to be a part of all these journeys and to allow me to really take your time and to allow me to speak into your life. So if you do not know me, my name is Luchadel. We create content to help you embrace your being and evoke writing. So all of the content I basically create is to help writers. I help writers, you know, I really try to break the meta of what a writer truly is, how they can transcend every platform, and I mean every platform. Like, writers need a voice in every platform. I truly believe that they need to be on YouTube, on podcasts, on, you know, blogs, and what else, social media, Twitch, all of these places, because they have a voice and they can use that to forward their mission and their why to the world. And this isn't the only place that you can actually get my content. You can actually get more on the YouTube. We do 2 videos a week on there, so you can catch me on, you know, youtube.com/mercyoverwatch. I'm trying to get 100 subs to change that URL, so please be sure to subscribe over on the YouTube. And yeah, but you know, the podcast is a great place if it's a great place if, you know, you're kind of a busy bee and you're a writer, but you just don't have the time to see my face or, you know, really go to my social medias, and, you know, you're just a busy person. You know, you're cooking, you're you know, doing homework, you're driving. This is the place for you if you are a busy bee. So today's topic is we are going to be talking about time management. Yes, time management is a big deal for writers, because writers think that I'm a writer, so I should be writing 24/7 every day, every hour. I should be thinking, writing, and writing some more. But that is not the way to do it. But yeah, I did talk about time management a little bit on my previous few episodes about bullet journaling. But bullet journaling, that episode was the resource. Like, more the, like, yes, you can, like, manage your life, but that's more of, like, a resource that you can use to help you manage your life, like a tool, you know, using, like, a bullet journal or a technological, like an Evernote, the Spear app, Trello. The Spear app is actually a new app that just came out, and, you know, I might even make a video on it. I really want to, you know, see if that app is really up to its name, but, yeah. But this episode is how to manage your time specifically, more less material, but more manifest time management, not just have it as a material. So yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you can manage your time as a writer so that you can dominate your day. You can delegate your 24 hours every day, and you can not feel so jam-packed every freaking day, okay? Let's do the dang freaking heckin' mother effing thing. That was crazy. So the first step is to take better care of yourself. This is a paramount step. This is crucial. You need to take care of number one. Numero uno es tú. That's Spanish. That basically means number one is you. You are number one. You are the number one priority if you want to take this long term and take this full time and make this, make a life for yourself as a writer and really make, you know, do this as a full thing. So you have to take care of yourself. You know, you can, you know, leave out stuff like going to sleep, going, you know, not brushing your teeth, not, you know, being clean and just writing, but it's, you're more likely to burn out. You're more likely to just fall off the bandwagon and not stay with it. You just can't not sleep. You have to sleep. You have to be taking your vitamins, drinking a lot of water, you know, eating right, exercising, doing meditation, doing all of this stuff that's going to help you to be healthier so that you have the energy and the health you know, in all aspects, the spiritual, mental, and physical health, to be a stronger, more powerful writer. Because if you're not strong enough mentally and physically and spiritually, you're not going to stick with it. So you have to take time to take care of yourself. You have to always be looking at the avenue, how can I take better care of myself? What can I do to make myself a happier person? What can I do to make myself want to show that I want to take this seriously? I want to take this at a longevity standpoint. Because you can be consistent, but if you're not thinking about the number one priority, which is you yourself, you're not going to stick with it. You have to focus on yourself first before you can do anything. So you have to focus on yourself, and once you feel like you're in the right state of mind, then you can focus on your writing and helping people, and, you know, putting your community first and all of that. So take care of yourself. You know, numero uno es importante. I think that's what it is. So number one is important. Always take care of yourself and be a healthy individual. The next step is, oh my god, this step changed my world, is to block stuff out. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. This is such an important step, blocking things out. So let's say you are, this basically means you set a time limit to stuff you do. You know your limits. Know your limits. Have a bedtime. I'm telling you, if you want to take this seriously, you need to have a bedtime. And yeah, believe it or not, I have a bedtime. Even though I'm still 15, I have a discipline, and I sleep and I go to bed at the right time, because I'm serious. I'm disciplined. I know I have a lot of things to do. I have school, I have content, I have all this stuff that I have to balance, and I have to take care of myself. I have to block stuff out. So that basically means not working on a project for hours at a time and to come tomorrow feeling like crap. You have to delegate. So let's say you are writing something and you didn't expect it to really, you know, you expected it to finish within, you know, about 2 hours, but it actually took longer. Don't keep writing. Have a timely. You said that you're going to finish this writing in 2 hours, and if it doesn't finish, you know, move it on to next week. Don't write. Don't just, this is something you need to stop doing. Don't do things as they come. Personally, for me, that's honestly just like who I am. Like, I like being productive. Personally, I love working. I love to work. And if I just sit and kind of just, you know, sleep and just play video games all day, I don't feel productive. I like to feel productive in my day. I like to feel productive in what I'm doing. I'm a really type A personality. So for me, like, personally, if you do stuff that, like, you just kind of just don't know what you're doing, you just do things as they come and do stuff as they just come to your mind, and as they happen, you're more likely to burn out. But if you block stuff out and you schedule things and you have a mental plan of what you want to get done, and if you don't finish it, push it on next week so that you don't burn yourself out and you don't work for 10 hours a day, because that's something I can easily do. If I didn't block stuff out, I could literally make 10 podcast episodes right now. I could literally do that. I could make 10 videos in one day, but I know that's going to kill me physically, mentally. It's going to kill me. So I have to block stuff out, and if I don't finish something, I move it, push it to next week. I move it to next week. Block stuff out. It's so important, because it helps you to be more accountable. It helps you to delegate, and it helps you to set a specific thing on what needs to be done, so that you are serious about what needs to get done, and you're not just kind of just doing stuff as they come and doing stuff as you please. Because, you know, that's you have to have a deadline. You have to put deadlines on things so that it comes, and so that it happens, and so that it serves people at a specific time, and you don't burn yourself out, and you don't go in a corner and you're just, everything's crumbling around you and you're like, oh my god, what's going on? So block stuff out. That is paramount. Blocking things out. Don't just do things as they come. You will burn out. I promise you. The next step is to make tasks and actions and behaviors, intentions, whatever you want to call it, into habits. Habitualize your life. Basically, stuff that you want to think that you want to really make a part of your life, do it over and over and over again. Put it on your calendar, put it on your schedule, put it on your whatever thing you use to manage your life, your bullet journal, write it down constantly and do it over and over again, and you will habitualize it. You will make it a ritual. That's why people have morning routines and night routines, because that helps them to get into the mindset of waking up in the morning and getting ready or going to bed so that they sleep ready for the next day. So habitualize stuff and ritualize stuff, have routines. You know, when you do, there was this one quote by Aristotle who says, actions are nothing but tasks. The more, like, something about, like, oh, I forgot the thing. Like, it has to do with, like, habits are something that you do. It's not a task, but a habit. But, yeah, you just have to develop those habits. Like, always develop a habit out of something that you want to continue on, because it helps you to kind of make it second nature. Because if you make stuff, it's like, if you make stuff second nature to you, you're gonna be like, whoa, like, you don't even think about it. Like, for example, like, if your readers, this is something I also love, like, making your readers reading your stuff be a part of their life. Don't make your readers just think about it, like, should I read this? No, they're gonna read it because it's second nature. They're it's like how, you know, yeah, like, they're getting ready, they got their popcorn ready, they're ready to get the next writing. You know, that's how they should think about your writing. It's a part of their life, and it's a part of their day. Not just a part of their day, but they're part of their life. And you're making people part of your life, and that's when you see true growth, is when you're making stuff a part of your life, and you're making people a part of your life. So make those tasks into habits. And I remembered the quote. It's by Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. So if you do stuff over and over and you do it better and better and better, it's going to become a habit. And maybe it's not something you're good at, but it's a habit. So you do it over and over and you're going to get better at it. So always be doing that so that you can habitualize things and kind of, you know, make things second nature. And don't forget to, of course, make your readers a habit and make them be a part of your life. And, you know, they basically read your stuff as second nature, and that's when you see true growth, when they're reading your stuff as a routine and it's a part of their life. So always be doing that. The next step, this is actually a thing I've been getting into, and I know it, I've been actually doing it, and it saved my life, dude. Like, this is insane. Themed days. What does that mean? That basically means you take one day and you focus on one thing, and this helps you to not be so jam-packed, make your stuff so jam-packed, and you put your heart into it. So personally for me, I'm still developing, like, a plan, like an outline of what I want my schedules to be, but usually this is what I think I'm gonna do. So every Friday I'm going to be doing Saturday is filming. Every Friday is planning. This is what I think I'm gonna do. So every Friday I do planning. So that means I plan my Instagram posts, I plan my Twitter posts, you know, I do photo shoots, I plan my Twitter posts, and, you know, I plan all of that. And then on that same Friday, I also plan podcast episodes, YouTube, you know, I plan the YouTube, I plan the podcast so that I have it ready. And Saturday is the day where I am ready to get it going. And also, of course, on Friday, I, you know, of course, schedule those Instagram posts. Once I plan them, I schedule them, and then they get posted for their days. And then YouTube is filming days. Filming is where I film about 4 videos, and then with those 4 videos, I schedule them. And I won't have to worry about them, worry about it for another 2 straight weeks. So that's something I actually really love, bulk writing and bulk, writing things in bulk. Very important, so you don't have to worry about it, and you can open up your schedule to other projects, other stuff, you know, watching people's stuff, doing communities, all of that. And then the next thing is the podcast. Every Sunday, what I think I'm gonna do is just record about 2 podcasts, and yeah, I won't have to worry about podcasts for another 2 weeks, because, you know, the podcasts come about, you know, every Thursday, every Friday, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, about those lines. So do themed days. Don't just do random days and just see, okay, I guess this day will be writing, this day will be editing, this day will be playing. Make each day a specific day so that you look forward to what you're going to do that day. So maybe every Monday could be planning day. You plan stuff out, you do your plannings, you just plan all your writings, you plan all your stuff. Every Tuesday is a, of course, the writing day. It's, you know, you write your stuff, you do all that, you write it, you write, and then maybe that day could also be editing, but I feel like that's going to really, like, just kill your momentum. So then the next day could be just editing, you know, sending, or you can edit it yourself, or you can send your writing to your team. You can get your beta readers, you can get your editors, your graphic designers, all of those people to help, you know, kind of fine-tune your writing in it and really fine-tune it. And then, you know, Thursday, Fridays, you know, relax days, but also don't just relax all day, you know, be going in people's communities and just watching people's Twitch, you know, reading other people's writings, networking with people, making friends, and just getting involved in the space. And then Saturday could be social media planning, and, you know, planning your social medias. And then Sunday could be, you know, you post them, you schedule for posting on Sunday. And you know, other projects, and, you know, coaching, ebooks. That's a plan. That's called having theme days. That's just an outline of what you could do. But having theme days helps to make each day, you're looking forward to it, and you block stuff out even further. So let's say you did that writing day, you know, like, okay, I wrote, okay, oh, I didn't finish the writing quite yet. Okay, I'm gonna push it over to next Tuesday, and I'm just gonna finish off where I left off. And then on that Wednesday, you can just edit what you already written, so you don't have to worry about it, and then you can keep writing what you left off the next week. So that helps you to not be so burned out. It helps you to not it doesn't make your brain fried. It doesn't shift your brain into different tasks, because multitasking actually reduces your productivity by 30% almost. So just theme your days out so that you you're blocking stuff out, your days aren't as jam-packed. But sometimes if you want to even just make one or two days where you do everything at once, and then you just bulk recording, you don't have to worry about it, that's another good thing to do. But if you want to space out different things, space out your content within the whole week, and you feel like you're more comfortable with that, do that. But if you want to kind of squeeze it in, do everything you need to do within like 2 or 3 days, and you don't have to worry about it, go on ahead. But, you know, theme days. Do theme days. They will save you a lot of heartache, a lot of, you know, fried brains, a lot of headaches, and it will just make you breathe, because you can finally just, you know, focus on one thing at a time and be like, okay, we're back on this day, next day, next day, next day. Each day has a theme and kind of a thing that you're expected and looking forward to do. So get going on those theme freaking days always. The next step I actually talked about in the previous step is to never multitask. So don't be multitasking. Multitasking actually reduces your productivity by about 27%, which rounds to about 30. So just do things one at a time, and you know, if you have a project that you want to do and you want to do all this stuff at once, don't do like all of it at once, because you're just going to do it all miserably. So you have to theme each thing and do things throughout the day, and kind of, you know, delegate and just do one thing at a time. Don't stress yourself out and do like 500 things at once, because you're gonna fry your brain. You're gonna do miserably at all of those things, and it's just gonna feel like you're doing busy work. So you have to do everything one at a time, and it's really important, because it helps you to prioritize. And when you prioritize certain things throughout the day, and then you prioritize certain things throughout the night, so that you know which stuff that you're looking forward to do usually in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Don't just do random things as they come. Don't just do random things at once, one at a time. Because it helps you to put your heart into it. If you put your heart into each thing, it's going to be better, because you're doing things one at a time. You're not shifting your brain over and over, because if you do multiple things at once, you're constantly shifting your brain to different thinking methods and different styles and different ways of doing things, that you're not really giving your brain to really situate and have stillness to do one thing at a time. So always do one thing at a time so that you focus on that one thing, you check it off, and then you do the next thing. And that helps you to not pile things up over and over. Because if you do multitask stuff, you're going to be piling things up. You're never going to finish anything. You're not going to feel like you're getting anything done. So have a checklist. Once you finish that off, check it off. Go to the next thing. Check it off. Have a checklist so that you do one each thing with style and with perfection, and you feel like you finished it, and then keep going the next step, until you finish that 100% whole. Do each 1% one at a time so that you finish that whole project at 100% whole. So always be doing one thing at a time. Got it? Do it. Okay, the next step is to, this is hard. Learn to say no. Delegate, learn to say no. This is actually something a lot of writers struggle with. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to make anyone upset. But if you're doing stuff and it's not serving you, why the freak are you doing it? You need to learn to say no to stuff that aren't going to serve you, and do stuff that are going to serve you, stuff that are going to benefit you and your community. Because just because you're doing everything doesn't mean it's serving you. It doesn't mean you're actually making an impact in your future and in other people's future. And it's just busy work. Something that what I actually do believe that you should say yes to as many opportunities as you can. But you don't want to fill up your schedule of just crap that you don't think is going to help. It's not going to help you out. It's not going to impact your future, impact your life and people's lives. So you have to just learn to say no. It's hard. I know. I actually struggle. I almost never say no. And you need to develop that authority figure as a writer. You need to learn to develop authority and show that I have authority, and you have to set firm rules. You need to be firm with people sometimes. Sometimes it's good to console and to be emotional and to kind of emotionally nurture people and to emotionally nurture yourself. But sometimes you've got to be firm with yourself and a little firm with people. And that's honestly, it depends on certain people. Like, there's certain people who like being they like being abrasive. Like, they like someone being abrasive at them and being firm at them. And some people just don't like being told like that. They like being emotionally nurtured. So you just have to know yourself and know people and do things that are going to serve you, and say yes to the things. So if something is not serving you, it's not serving your readers, say no. But if it's serving you and it's going to help your future, say yes. But if it's something that you're not sure about, if it's going to kind of, you know, put you at a pause and kind of make you still, don't say no or yes. Say maybe, we're going to think about it, we're gonna push that aside for a little bit, and then we're going to come back to it when we feel like it's needed and it's really going to be of impact. So learn to say no. Learn to say yes sometimes, and learn to say maybe so that you can think about it next time. The next step is to know when to do things at a specific time. There's actually some studies that have shown that doing your most creative things in the morning is best, and doing your more managerial things, like in the evening, at night, is a lot better. So, you know, doing all of your writings, doing all of your plannings and your ideas, doing all of your, you know, your speakings on all of your Twitch streams in the morning usually is a lot better, because you're creative. You're a lot more creative. And then the next, on your managerial days, you know, you're doing, like, you know, your coaching sessions, you're doing your reading, you're doing your research, and you're doing all of, you know, joining communities and kind of just networking is more managerial, because it's something you can do any day. And the reason why this is so important is because you wake up, usually when you wake up, the creativity of the mind is very finite. So when you wake up, your mind is very creative. It wakes up, you know, maybe from a dream, and you feel really creative and full of ideas. So make sure you do all of your creative stuff in the morning. And then after that, then you manage it. And then you manage it and you do more managerial things at the evening and night, so that you can kind of lay off the creativity, because it's kind of already probably burned out. Probably already burned out by now. So it's time to do the more managerial things, because managerial things is something that you can do anytime, because it's not something that's finite. Your mind is always going to be doing something managerial. You know, it's basically kind of like busy work, but busy work that's serving you, I guess you could say. It's basically kind of like the dirty work, but it's serving you. It's something you love, of course. So do creative stuff, you know, like the writing, the planning days, the content days, and all of, you know, your graphic designings in the morning, and then the more managerial, you know, kind of networking with other writers, doing, of course, also the first one is, and, you know, doing speakings. Sometimes speaking doesn't really require being creative, but, you know, it depends on the type of speaking you're doing, so it could be more morning, you know, doing networking, hanging out in other writing communities, you know, doing, you know, like, call-ins, you know, possible coaching sessions, all of that. So, base your days off of morning, creativity days, creativity time, and then, you know, afternoon and evening. Evening and night is more like your managerial. But if you are, you know, probably working that standard 9-to-5 and you have to go to work in the morning, you know, if you have any spare time at work, you take a break, you know, do a creativity work at that time, or maybe in the evening, you know, to do after work, you come home at the evening, do a creativity thing, you know, or maybe just wake up really early, a lot earlier than usual, and do some creativity work, and that just helps you to really just kind of manage what your mind is really thinking at that time, and kind of take advantage of what your mind is kind of processing at that time, and kind of managing it throughout the day. So, creativity in the morning, and managerial in the evening or afternoon, depending on what job you work, you know, if you have any extra things you do, you know, go to work, you have kids, just kind of apply it to your day-to-day lifestyle. Okay, the next step is to find time for stillness. You don't even know how important this is. Finding time to just doing that. Just taking time to just sit and breathe and kind of just shut your brain down and not have your mind racing all the time, you know. Breathe, 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 relax. It's okay. You've still got a life. You've still got things to do. You've got relaxing to do. And one of the best ways to do this is meditation. And meditation is basically a way that helps you to kind of clear your mind, because it helps you to analyze your thoughts rather than be inside of them. So basically, this basically means, like, think of a river. A river is like, it's a stream. It goes constant. And think about a river being just your thoughts. Your thoughts are coming by. Instead of kind of just drowning in those thoughts and just being kind of like engulfed in those thoughts, you step out of the river and you kind of observe them and you analyze these thoughts and you look at each thought and you say, is this thought something that I want to think about or kind of put into action, or is this something that I just want to cut off and just put it into the waterfall? So think of it that way. It helps your mind, it helps you to kind of to just breathe and have your mind not be racing all the time. You think of things gradually, and it kind of helps with anxiety a little bit, because it helps you to analyze your thoughts a lot better. When things happen in the moment, you think quickly. It helps you to be a lot more a quick thinker. Helps you to be really, really alert, because you're thinking your thoughts very quickly and really sensibly, and not just panicking all the time. So this is great for writers who have anxiety and kind of are just really, really like, they're like, you know, every time you go to bed, your mind is always racing. This is something that I suffer with. Like, every time I go to bed, my mind is always racing. Like, oh, I have to be doing this, I have to be doing that, I have to be doing this. Meditation is something that I haven't kind of fell off the bandwagon, but I've done it for only about 9 weeks, and I've seen improvement. So if you want to make this something, a big thing of yourself, you know, you could use certain apps, like, you know, what is it called? You could use, like, Headspace. Headspace is a great starter app for beginning meditators. This is something really underrated, but you can also use something like ASMR. If you're into ASMR, you could just put on headphones on of some ASMR and just sit down and breathe. So basically what you do, you breathe. You breathe, you try to clear your mind, and you breathe. You breathe in and out. And if your mind drifts, notice that it drifts and come back to those breaths. Because the reason why you do this is because it helps you to focus on the thing at hand. It helps you to not like, it helps your mind to not drift all the time and not think about things all the time, because you're thinking about one thing at a time and not thinking about all this stuff that could just engulf you. So meditation is always key. So yeah, take care of yourself. This is not an overnight thing where you're gonna just manage your time, because at the end of the day, like, every day has 24 hours. You can't change that. There's 7 days in a week, you know, 365 days in a year. You know, you gotta manage your time. You gotta know how to manage your time to, you know, love yourself, love your community, love your mission, and kind of just manage your life. And as your life continues, stuff is going to continue, because you're like, oh, I'm just a writer, why should I have a time, a schedule, why should I manage my time, I'm just writing. But as you grow and as you get more noticed and you develop an influence, you're going to get more projects, you're going to develop more names, and you're going to develop a name for yourself. So you're going to need to know how to manage that time and know how to kind of do these projects in a way that manages your time and kind of saves space for you to not always, like, be, oh my god, what do I do next, what do I do next? And I also recommend having, you know, like, a team of people that can help you kind of lay the bricks off your shoulders and kind of help you, you know, hire editors, graphic designers, and all those people that can help you to do your writings a lot more in a lot faster manner, a lot more orderly manner, and it just helps you to save time for yourself, save time for other projects, and kind of just breathe. So, very important. Time management is very important, because it just helps you dominate your day. It helps you to manage your day and your life, and time management is something just a lot of people struggle with, because they just sit down and just let life happen. Instead of just letting life hit you, you need to let yourself hit life. So you need to, instead of letting life just drift by, you take the action to make sure you do things that's going to help your life. Don't let time pass by. Thank you so much for staying this long in the podcast. I'm surprised I can talk this song. Like, I'm really soft-spoken, and sometimes my voice just gets really, really, like, kind of, like, it sounds really, really, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, really dry, but, like, wet at the same time. It's weird. But thank you so much for allowing me to just be in your life and be an influence and impact in your writing journey. Like, I'm glad you stayed this far and that you actually took my advice and really able to run with it. But this isn't the only place that you can, you know, if you want to connect with me more and make more friends and kind of grow my small community, please join our Discord. It's in the show notes. It's also in my bio. But, maybe usually people, when they listen to a podcast, are usually driving and, you know, cooking, or probably just, you know, at the gym. So best place to do it is at twitter.com/luchadel, you know, luchadel at Twitter. Just click on the Discord link and you will find me there. But thank you so much for stopping by at this podcast. I'm truly grateful for you being able to just give me a chance to be an impact in your life and help you to be that amazing writer that can just excel at any platform that you choose. And I love you all, and don't ever give up. Always be pursuing your dreams, always be embracing who you truly are, and that purpose is your heartbeat. Have a purpose to who you are, and don't ever give up, ever. You will always be pursuing your dreams. I know you will. Just stick with it. Never give up. Times will come where you feel like you don't want to continue, but I know that you will continue. I know you will find that true life, and you will be that amazing writer that will just impact lives, and it's a ripple effect. When you impacted someone's life, they're going to impact someone else's life and then their life. So be that legacy, and that I know you will be. So I love you all. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.